With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says the public was not in danger during numerous drone sightings in New Jersey late last year.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt delivered the drone update directly from President Trump.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
She said other drones were operated by hobbyists and private individuals, but the public was not in danger.
This was not the enemy.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will announce he is immediately pulling retired General Mark Milley's personal security detail and security clearance. This according to Fox News. Officials tell Fox the Pentagon will also remove a second portrait of Milley inside the Pentagon. Also at SRNnews.com, the commander-in-chief is removing DEI from the military.
President Trump signed an executive order revising Pentagon policy on transgender troops. In the order, the president claims service by transgender troops conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. The president signed other orders to roll back military diversity programs. He calls Inauguration Day a turning point in American history.
We're ushering in the most exhilarating era of reform and renewal in the 250-year history of our country.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on people under the age of 19. Tuesday's order is the latest push by President Trump to reverse policies set by the Biden administration. President Trump's administration also testing a new capability allowing officials to email the entire federal government workforce from a single email address, allowing Trump to communicate directly with millions of federal workers without relying on their managers to relay his messages. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion. Money is expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined that was spent on races just 2 years ago. This is SRN News. The Village of East Palestine, Ohio, and Norfolk Southern reached a $22 million agreement to settle claims from the 2023 train derailment.
The settlement is to be used for village priorities. It also recognizes about $13.5 million that Norfolk Southern has paid the village and reaffirms the company's commitment of $25 million to ongoing improvements to the city park. Officials fearing a possible uncontrolled blast released and burned toxic vinyl chloride. Additional legal actions are pending. Residents are challenging Norfolk Southern's $600 million settlement related to the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
Parents enrolling children in Oklahoma public schools will be required to provide proof of their child's U.S. citizenship or legal immigration status under a proposal approved by the State Board of Education. More details at SRNnews.com.